knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are
hers and hers and his. Three's company too.
Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too.
Down at our rendezvous, Three's company too.
Down at our rendezvous,
Three's company too.
Hey, Mr. Furley, how's it going?
I'll tell you how it's going. Did you ever hear of the Black Plague?
Yeah.
Well, those were the good old days.
Oh, by the way, here's my dentist's phone number that you asked for. I think you'll like Dr. Slade. He's a real fun guy. He's got a sign in his office, abscess makes the cheek grow rounder. You know, abscess. All right, forget it.
Oh, I'll give him a call. Listen, would you have any aspirin upstairs? I've had a really rough day.
Oh, sorry. Used them all up on my last date. All she kept saying was, I have a headache, I have a headache. I thought it was funny.
Oh, that little gold charm has got to be here someplace.
Oh, when's the last time you saw it?
Before it got lost.
I had to ask.
What's the matter, Chrissy?
Oh, I lost my charm.
Not from where I'm standing. No, I'm only kidding. Come on, Chrissy, I'm just kidding. I'll help you look for it.
Would you?
Chrissy?
Yeah?
Does it look anything like this?
Oh, Jim, thank you. Where'd
right
you find
there.
Oh. Hi, Mr. Furley. Come on in.
Oh, thank you, Janice.
Sure, sure.
I just came up to borrow a couple of aspirin.
Oh, do you have a headache?
No, I like to read the bottle.
Wow, you're in a bad mood.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's my brother, Bart.
He did it to me again. Just when things were starting to cook for me, he put the fire out.
What happened?
Well, I was talking to Nancy. Oh, she works in my brother's office, accounts receivable. Oh, she makes the cutest little zeros in the profit and loss statement.
You like her, huh?
Oh, yeah, she's adorable. So sweet and delicate.
You think she likes you, too?
I don't have to think. I know. She feels the sweet agony of love that only I can bring her.
What makes you so sure?
Because when I walked into the office today, she said, "Oh, Ralph, you give me such a pain."
Oh, well, yeah, that's love.
Oh, yeah, right. In that case, Mr. Furley, how come you're so low?
Well, I was just about to ask her for a date when my brother walked in, made me feel like I was nothing.
Oh, Mr. Furley.
Yeah, what did he do?
He made me write 50 times on a piece of paper, "I will not be late with the rent receipts." Right in front of Nancy.
Well, that's terrible. You must have felt like such a fool.
I felt like such a fool. I was so embarrassed. I had to ask how to spell receipts. You know, E before I before E. I never can remember. Anyway, my brother's probably right. I am nothing.
No, don't say that.
Well, that's the way I feel. The way things have been going, I might as well be dead.
Oh.
Look, let me get those aspirins there in the kitchen. Could you girls come help?
How heavy are a couple aspirins?
Would you please come in the kitchen? Please?
Okay. Excuse us.
Do you mind if I use your phone?
Oh, no. Go right ahead.
Jack, why do you need the three of us?
Yeah, what's the matter?
Furley, I've never seen him in such bad shape.
Oh, Jack, he is always like that when he comes back from seeing his brother.
Not like that.
You know, he did say I might as well be dead.
Oh, come on, Chrissy, that's just an expression.
Look, I am the first person not to take Furley seriously, but the man is crying for help, I'm telling you.
Yes, Dr. Slade, Tuesday will be fine. Now, it's not going to be painful, is it? I can't stand pain. No, nothing like that. No, I'm a fainter. I just see a needle and it's pass out city. So I can't take it, I tell you. I just can't take it. Gas? You say it's painless?
All right, then, I'll take gas.
My God.
What's the matter?
It's worse than I thought. He's talking about gas.
Gas?
Well, everybody has them in the way the prices are going up in the line.
He's talking about taking gas, you know, to end his life.
Oh, no. What are we going to do?
I don't know, but whatever it is, we better do it right away.
Yeah, and don't light any matches.
Mr. Furley, I'm sorry, but we overheard you on the phone.
Yeah, Mr. Furley, don't do it. Please don't do it.
Don't do what?
You know, gas.
Oh, that. I guess you think I'm really a coward, but I just can't stand the suffering.
Oh. Isn't there anything we can do?
No. I'll just pray it'll be over quick.
Chrissy, take Mr. Furley into the kitchen, would you?
Why?
Aspirin. He can't take aspirin without water. Water's in the kitchen. Mr. Furley, there you go. Kitchen water. Keep him in there as long as you can, okay?
Jack, what's that all about?
Shh. Jack, why'd you send him out in the kitchen?
Yes, I'd like the number of the Suicide Prevention Center, please.
Are you sure that you want to take water with your aspirin?
Of course I do. Who takes aspirin without water?
My uncle. He said that when you take aspirin with water, they get slippery and then like could skid on the way down, you know, and end up in the wrong place where it doesn't hurt instead of in the right place where it does hurt. So if I were you,
Would you just please get me in the water?
No. I'm not the one thinking of suicide. Honest, I got a lot going for me. I live with two gorgeous girls. I'm fairly good looking. I'm modest.
Jack. Would you please just ask him what we should do?
What should we do? Uh-huh. Never leave the depressed person alone.
Never leave him alone.
Yeah, and make sure he feels wanted.
With Furley, that's going to be tough.
Are you going to give me the water or
not? Well, I'm just waiting for it to get cold.
I don't mind if it's warm.
Are you sure? Now, we wouldn't want you to go away saying you didn't enjoy our aspirin.
Will you just give me the water?
My headache will be gone before I get that water.
Oh. Well, then you won't need the aspirins after all.
Well, thank you very much. No, we don't need a vacuum cleaner. Sorry. How's your headache, Mr. Furley?
Worse.
That's because you didn't take your aspirin.
Well, in that case, why don't you come over here? Come on, right over here, Mr. Furley. Sit yourself down, and I'll take away your nasty headache.
Yeah, Mr. Furley, put your feet up right here. That's it. That's good.
Chrissy, why don't you get Mr. Furley a pillow for his back?
Why?
Because we're trying to make him feel better.
Yes, we want to show him that life can be so beautiful.
There. Now, don't you feel a lot better, huh? I bet you forgot all about your brother, Bart.
My brother! I'm going to go home and lie down.
No, wait. Mr. Furley. Hey, I'll go with you.
Why?
Why? Well, after that terrible fight I just had with these two girls, you think I could stay in this apartment another minute?
I didn't hear any fight.
Well, you were too busy going, ah. Didn't you hear what Janet said to me?
No.
Tell him, Janet.
I said, Jack, why do you make those awful sounds when you eat your soup?
And I said, I don't go. And then Chrissy said, ha ha, you do too. So I said, well, maybe I do go, but I don't go, and I do go to you too. And then Chrissy, tell him what you said to that. You hear that? It's so bad she doesn't even want to repeat it. Now, Mr. Furley, would you stay up here and let people insult you like that?
Absolutely not.
Neither will I. Come on, let's go.
Well, it's getting kind of late. I think you can go back upstairs now.
No. I may be sleepy, but I'm still angry.
Well, I'm going to bed.
Okay, Mr. Furley, I'll be right here.
Hmm.
make myself a sandwich. Would you like something?
Good.
Jack, we have ham and bologna.
A knife! Mr. Farley, no, don't do it! Don't do it!
I'll take the knife. I'll take the knife.
Take it easy. If you want to make the sandwich, you go right ahead and make the sandwich.
Sandwich?
Yeah. I was hungry. Do you mind?
Look, stop covering up, Mr. Furley. We know what you want to do. We know you want to kill yourself.
Kill myself?
Mr. Furley, please, life is good, and we want to show you that you have friends who care.
Oh, so that's why you were so nice to me.
Well, you don't have to worry. I'm not... I'm not really happy, it's true. Oh, all that attention helped a little.
I'm glad.
But just a little. I'm afraid it's going to take a lot more than that before you can be sure I'm not going to...
If I have to rub Furley's temples one more time, I'm not going to have any fingerprints left.
Look, at least you girls don't have to fix him breakfast.
Thanks.
Do you know the man puts syrup on his poached eggs? I'll tell you, if he does that to the shrimp Louie he ordered for lunch, he won't have to commit suicide. I'll murder him.
Yeah, I asked him if there's anything I could do for him. He said yes, his laundry. You ought to read his undershorts.
Read his undershorts?
Yeah, he's got printed on them. If nobody's home, leave a message.
Look, we just have to remember that our purpose is to get him out of his depression, okay? Yeah. And one of us is just going to have to be with him at all times.
Right.
Yeah.
He's alone!
I was all alone. I was so depressed, I took the whole bottle.
Oh, my God, pills!
No, pistachio nuts.
Yeah, but who knows next time. My temples are getting tense again.
Sit down, Mr. Farley. I'll take care of them.
Jack, my feet.
Oh, right, yes.
Do you have any grapes? Grapes sometimes cheer me up.
I'll get some.
Mr. Furley, I've prepared a wonderful lunch for you. Shrimp Louie.
Oh, my favorite.
Oh, good.
Do you have any syrup to go with it?
Here you go, Mr. Furley. Some lovely, wobbly grape season.
Would you feed them to me?
You know, Mr. Furley, I think maybe you ought to see a doctor about this depression of yours.
No, no doctors. I hate doctors.
Now, look, Mr. Furley.
But I think I know what might cure me.
What?
Well, if you were to throw a party for me, you know, with the guys and gals from the Wriggle Biggle.
A party?
Of course, if you don't want to.
No, we'll do it. We'll do it.
Good, good. And it would really cheer me up if you were to invite Nancy.
Nancy?
Yeah, that nice girl from my brother's office. You could build me up to her, you know. Tell her how debonair and irresistible I am. Keep those grapes coming, will you?
Yeah. Well, I'm glad to see you're enjoying the party.
Oh, yeah, it's a great party. But any minute I could stick my head in the punch bowl and drown myself.
Well, it beats gas.
Jack, why don't you serve those?
Excuse me, Larry. There's no music.
We're dancing to the beat of our hearts.
Would you like an hors d'oeuvre?
Jack, I'm already up to dessert.
Claire? Don't hold back.
Right.
I'll get it.
Okay, I'll get some more glasses.
Chrissy, this is probably Mr. Furley's friend. Now, you know what to do.
Sure, open the door.
Remember the reason for the party, to make Furley look good.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Hi, I'm Nancy.
Hi. Mr. Furley's such a wonderful person.
I came here to have a good time, honey, not to argue.
Hello, Nancy. Come in, come in. I'm Jack, and this is Chrissy.
Oh, and this is service. Wow. Oh, that's...
Well, I'm so glad you could make it.
Oh, why the hell not? I get invited to a party and I go. I don't care if it's a birthday party, wedding party, Republican party. They ask and I go. Am I right or am I right?
Mr. Furley's such a wonderful person.
Nancy, there's somebody over there who's very anxious to see you.
Oh, let's go before he cools off.
Mr. Furley, look who's here.
Nancy, what a lovely surprise.
I believe you two know each other.
That's right. Now, where's the party?
Mr. Furley is our guest of honor.
Mr. Furley's such a wonderful person.
Honey, I think you're stuck in first gear.
Excuse me, Chrissy. Oh, hi. I'm Janet. You must be Nancy.
I better be, or someone's running around with my credit cards. Yeah, somebody's running around with my credit
cards. You hear that? The tinkle of temple bells.
Come on, honey, let's dance.
Nancy, there's no music.
Oh, well, let's just hold each other till the music starts.
Oh! Isn't it cute the way she's trying to make me jealous?
Sure is. Mr. Furley, could you excuse me for a moment?
Yes.
Yeah, me too. Larry. Larry. I need you.
Take a ticket, honey. I'm working on another customer.
I want you to make a toast to Mr. Furley.
Why?
Look, I'll tell you about it later, okay?
Okay. Remember where we were.
Listen, everybody. Listen. Hello, hello, hello. Okay. Larry here wants to make a toast.
What do I say?
Say how much we love him and how much we admire him.
What?
Just do it. Mr. Furley, why don't you step right over here, right there. Hit it, Larry.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to pay tribute to a great man whom we all love. And who we admire. Admire! Larry, I'll take over.
I'm sorry.
Take a hike. Folks, a toast to a man who has captivated us with his style and grace, his charm, his wit, his attractiveness, and his charisma.
Who is it? I'd like to meet him.
I'm speaking about our beloved guest of honor, R.F. himself, Mr. Ralph Furley.
Yay!
All right, there's lots more food in the kitchen. Come on, Janet.
Okay, excuse us.
What do you think of me now?
You don't really want me to tell you, do you?
Well, maybe later, when you've gotten control of yourself.
Well, we have now done our part, but I'll tell you, I don't think that Nancy's too interested in Mr. Furley.
Well, Mr. Furley's like one of those things you have to get used to.
What, like olives?
No, more like the pits, you know.
You got any ice?
Yeah. Oh, here we are.
What's so funny, Larry?
Furley. He's looking at Nancy like a kid looks at candy, and all he keeps telling her is how he's going to take gas.
Oh, my God. You mean he's talking about ending his life again?
No. He's telling her how his dentist is going to give him gas. What?
His dentist? Do you mean that Mr. Furley isn't going to commit suicide?
Furley? A man who faints at the sight of ketchup?
Oh, and all this time we've been knocking ourselves out, doing anything he wanted, worrying ourselves sick.
My friends, I think you've been had.
Why don't you come on out? You're missing all the fun.
Mr. Furley, we've just been informed.
Mr. Furley,
I think the fun's just about to begin. Here, what do you say you and I have a drink?
Jack.
Cheers.
Cheers.
How do you feel?
Great.
Good. They told me the poison would be painless.
Poison!
We tried, Mr. Furley. Lord knows we tried. But we haven't the right to make a man live in this world if he doesn't want to.
You mean you poisoned me?
Well, I don't know how fast the poison works, so I think we better say goodbye now.
I don't want to say goodbye.
Then we better say ciao.
I don't want to say ciao.
How about a fuita say?
I don't want to say alfita. 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 I can't say that.
How about a new?
I don't want to say
adios.
Stop this.
Sayonara.
Mr. Furley, just calm down. Any moment, you are going to be over the rainbow.
Yeah, we're happy little bluebirds fly.
But I don't want to die. You gotta do something.
Gee, maybe if you, they say if you hop up and down.
Yeah. Hop up and down?
Yeah, it gets the poison away from your heart. You
yeah.
Know, just keep, not in here, not in here. Outside where there's more room.
Oh, look, he's a flying bunny rabbit.
That's cute, Ralph.
I can't talk to you now. I'm hopping for my life. I don't think I can keep it up.
Oh, you gotta
keep tired.
You gotta keep awake. Keep it up, keep it up.
You could try singing. That's it. Sing out loud.
Sing and hop.
Sing and hop. I'm gonna live till I die. Wrong song. This is it. I'm going. Goodbye. I'm going.
Where?
I don't know. Up there. Down there. I don't have much choice.
Wait a minute, Mr. Furley.
All I wanted was a little love and affection I wasn't getting. And now it's too late.
Jack.
No, it's not too late, Mr. Furley. There was nothing in the wine.
What?
Well, you did a number on us, so we did a number on you.
You mean
you're gonna live?
I'm gonna live.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna live! Oh, what's the use? Nancy won't want to be with me. Not after the way I've acted like such a horse as you know what.
What?
Oh, Ralph, let me tell you something. You know, you just did something a lot of guys could never do. I mean, admitting you need love and affection. I like that in a man.
You do?
Yeah. Even if he is a horse, as you know what.
What?
I told you she was crazy about me.
Cleaned up. Can you believe that?
Did you see the way that Mr. Furley was dancing with Nancy? I mean, it was so romantic, all cheek to cheek.
No, that wasn't romance. His sideburn was caught on her earring.
Well, I think it turned out to be a really nice party.
Sure did. And the main thing is, we did cheer Mr. Furley up.
Yeah.
Boy, I hope I never get so depressed people think I'm going to do something desperate.
Boy, me either.
Well, I know I won't.
How do you know that?
Well, whenever I'm feeling kind of low, I have this inspirational poem that I carry around with me, and it cheers me up.
Do you mean that you just read yourself a poem and it gets rid of your blues?
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to hear that.
Me too.
You would?
Yeah.
Okay. You sure you guys want to hear this?
Yes, yes. Chris, absolutely.
You can run from love. You can run from war. You can run from the cop on the beat. You can run from danger. You can run from a stranger. But you can't run away from your feet.
Company was videotaped in front of a studio audience.